from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan joined this week and very grateful for his time. Eric Johnson with the Flyers, who just signed an extension to stay here in Philadelphia. So congratulations. And of course, I think everyone wants to know, why Philly? Why come back?
Yeah, Ashlyn, thanks for having me. Good to be with you. For me, it was a no-brainer. Once I got to Philly at the deadline, really enjoyed my time there. The culture, the guys, the locker room, the organization, the city, the fan base, it was super welcoming, and I really enjoyed my time. It's a first-class organization, maybe some of the best facilities in the NHL, one of the best young prospect pipelines in the NHL, and I just loved coming to the rink every day. It was a lot of fun. The team's building for the future. I think I can add some guidance and some value to that, whether I'm an everyday player or not. That was really irrelevant for me. I know where I'm at this stage of my career. I'm almost 37 towards the end. So just to offer any help and any guidance to these guys I can, I'm here to do that. And to be in Philly was super special, super fun, and just a great spot to be at this point in my career and looking to help these guys any way I can.
Well, that's awesome. And I remember last season we talked a little bit to you about this because you've been with so many teams and we heard so much how special the group was. In your opinion, does that transfer over? Do you expect that to stay the same? And why was that group so special last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. What is culture? You know, what is a special locker room? What does that mean from the outside? I think that can kind of be a little bit of a mystery. But I think from my standpoint, I got to the group. I heard from a bunch of different guys welcoming me to the team, telling me how great the city was. Mm-hmm. Seeing how the leadership of Dan, Keith, and Danny, just how they ran the organization, the coaching staff, all my teammates, you can just tell it's a really well-led franchise. And for me, that sticks out a lot. And, you know, I was in Colorado for 13 seasons, and that was an amazing place for me to be. And you realize how fortunate you are to be in one spot for so long, but then you also realize when you go to different cities, different teams, you meet a bunch of new friends, you get to see a different part of the country, you get to play in the Eastern Conference, which is new for me. So there's all these things that kind of go into signing with the team. And I felt like playing for Torts' system was good for me, and I fit in well with the group, and it was just a seamless transition. And you know, when that opening window of free agency where your agent can talk to other teams start, I just told them to focus on Philly and tell teams that we were trying to get a deal done with Philly. And that's what happened. And I didn't even want to know what other teams reach out. I had four or five last year in free agency, and I didn't really like having, you know, having that decision was tough. So I just wanted to focus on Philly, and that's what got done. And I'm super grateful it did. And I'm super excited to be back in Philly.
I can imagine that's tough when you have that decision on your plate. And now that you get to stay in Philly, and I know you were talking about where you're just at a different point in your career now, and you understand you're not going to be playing as many minutes as you did. To me as an outsider, that seems so difficult to be so used to playing major minutes. How are you dealing with that transition?
Well, Ashlyn, I think your body lets you know a little bit too. I mean, when I was, you know, 27, 28, and I was playing 26, 27 minutes a night, you just go out and play and you just do it. Now you do it and, you know, you feel like you might have a heart attack if you play that many minutes. But for me, you know, I've won a cup. I've done a lot of things in my career, so I'm fortunate for what I've done. And, you know, now it's time for me to lend some of that experience to some younger guys who can hopefully take some of that and benefit from it in the future. And whether they take 1, 2, 3, 0 things from me, you know, that's what I'm here for. And at the same time, I'm learning from these guys too. They're young, great players with great, great minds for the game, great kids. And there's also a great group of veteran leadership already surrounded in the locker room as well. So for me, this point in my career, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm comfortable playing that whatever they need me to do. I'm here for the team and I'm going to do the best I can.
And I know you had spoken about John Tortorella and kind of being a window here for the younger guys and Torts. And funny enough, we had Torts on this podcast, and I think people see a different side of him at times. He has such a stigma, and then you see him and it's so different. What is your relationship like with him?
We talked a little bit, I guess, when I got to Philly. We didn't chat a lot. I think Torts does a really good job of he's not around the guys too much. And when he does speak, his message really resonates. And I appreciate that because I've had coaches where they talk every single day and they talk for a long time. And Torts really picks his spots. And when he speaks, you listen and his message really resonates. I find him awesome to play for, awesome to listen to. I think he's really misunderstood. I think once you play for him, you realize that he cares about his players. He's pushing you to be better. He's pushing you to be a better person. He's pushing you to be a better player. So I think he's a great fit for a young team where this team is at right now. So I think if I didn't have a good relationship with him, I probably wouldn't have re-signed. So I think I'm excited to work with him again for a full season. And I had some experience with him in the past. He was our D coach at the Olympics in 2010 and then our head coach at the World Cup in 2016, I think it was. So I've had that familiarity with him. And Brad Shaw, our D coach, was my D coach my rookie year in St. Louis in 2007. So lots of familiarity playing with Danny in Colorado, seeing Jonesy around the rink for a long time. So really good group of people running the ship.
Absolutely. And especially with this young team, I always appreciate how Torts is so honest with us about expectations as well. Danny Breyer also. And I'm so curious your thoughts of this team. Obviously last season exceeded everyone's expectations. And now that there's almost a target on the back of this team, how do you balance that? What is the expectation for this upcoming year?
Well, Ashlyn, I think the biggest thing is teams are going to come and play us and know that it's not going to be an easy night. It's going to be physical. It's going to be fast. We might not, you know, wow other teams or make a bunch of highlight reel plays, but we're going to play the right way. We're going to play assertive, aggressive, predictable, and it's going to be tough for other teams. I mean, I think when I got to Philly, we really went toe-to-toe with a lot of the top teams in the league down the stretch. I mean, it didn't go our way, but we really played hard games, meaningful games. And I just think this team is built so big for the future, and it's a super exciting time. You never know what can happen. You make the playoffs, you get in, you do some damage. You never know how far you can go. So I think While outside expectations might not be playoffs, I think internal expectations for us need to be that we don't care what anyone else thinks. We're going to go in and we're going to play our butts off, and you never know what can happen.
So true. And even Tyson Forrester, we were at an event with him yesterday, and he was saying that he hopes people continue to doubt the Flyers because he felt like it was almost your guys' mantra last season. And you mentioned that you are mentoring these young guys. For your first season in Philly last year, is there anyone that stood out that really impressed you or you grew close with? Any impressions of this roster?
You know what? I think I could go up and down the lineup with guys. I think, you know, some guys are naturally more quiet. Some guys are naturally a little bit more outgoing. The leadership group is fantastic. The older guys are awesome. Lawton, Couturier, Hathaway, all those guys, even Mark Stahl, who won't be back this year. He was awesome to me. I really enjoyed playing with him. And even Cam Atkinson. So there's a bunch of guys that really helped me acclimate as far as being older veterans last year when I got there, if I had questions about the city or the team or anything like that. And as far as the young guys, you know, take your pick. I really enjoyed working with all of them. I didn't get to play with Jamie Drysdale as much as I wanted just because of injury, but I think his upside's huge. He's a great kid. He really works hard, has a great attitude, and really enjoyed working with Yorkie, Bobby Brink, Tyson, all these guys. There's a ton of really good kids that I really enjoyed playing with, and they're super great kids. They work hard. They got a ton of skill, and the best is in front of them. So I'm excited to watch them grow and help them any way I can.
And speaking of kids, there is one in particular that everyone is very excited to come to Philadelphia. I know you're in Colorado right now, but Mitch Cobb is on every billboard in the city, it seems like, right now. What do you know about him? Have you gotten to maybe talk to him or speak to him at all?
Yeah, I've been reaching out a little bit to him on Instagram. So we've been talking, chatting. I know there's a big language barrier, but thankfully with Instagram Translate, we can get around that. So any questions he's had, I'm here to answer for him. I'm sure other guys have reached out as well, but I can imagine how intimidating it is for Matvei to come over from Russia, not know the language, not know the culture. The NHL game's a lot different, but hockey's hockey no matter where you are, and you can't teach skill, you can't teach goal scoring, and it seems like he has all that. So the biggest part will be the adjustment to the North American game, the 82-game schedule, all of what goes into being a pro in the NHL. So I'm here to help him. You know, we've been in contact, chatting. We have the same agent representation. So we have that familiarity, and I'm not going to be able to probably teach him English, but he can teach me Russian. We'll see.
Maybe you'll be bilingual here soon. And I know you mentioned that you were in the city when you're in Philadelphia. What maybe is your favorite part, favorite restaurant, your impressions of Philly?
So as a visitor, Ashlyn, you know, I've been in the West my whole career up until last year. So we'd only come once a year. And it was one of my favorite road cities to visit. I feel like it's pretty underrated. It's sneaky, good food scene. A lot of guys in Colorado, when I was with the Avs, we'd go to Tallulah's Garden a lot. We really like that. We like Barclay Prime. We kind of hit our signature spots there that we really liked. And we had a lot of fun when we'd visit Philly. And me being in Philly last year from the deadline, I didn't get as much of a chance to explore with all the games we had. But it's a great city. I felt so welcomed right away. The people were so nice to me. Everyone I came across. So great fan base, great culture, great organization, and just a great franchise with a lot of history and a bright future.
Oh, well, we're excited to have you back in Philly, and congratulations again. And thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Ashlyn. Thanks.
So nice of Eric to spend some time with us in his home in Colorado, where he lives in the off season. And I know, Al, we saw a bunch of stuff when Eric re-signed here for another year about the age and was he considering retiring and why are the Flyers even paying a guy like this? But I think after you listen to that interview, it's pretty clear they need a veteran presence like him in this locker room.
Yeah, they need that veteran presence, especially, you know, since Mitch Cost coming over, there's kids involved, just had camp. It's always good to have veterans around. You saw it with Chicago, with Bedard. They brought in some veteran players. And it seems like a cliche, but it really does work. You know, quote, how to be a pro, what to do. And to have a guy like that, it's not, there's going to be no issue with playing time. What you don't want is a veteran that wants more playing time than is deserved from his play on the ice. Or the fear is he's going to stop the development of younger players. That's not what you have here. There's a certain amount you get for the back of the report card, for quality of person that you have, for helping, works well with others, all that stuff that I never passed, but that you need to be a good teammate. And I think that's what they're looking for that. It's almost like, you know, it's this old school thing, be like a coach, another coach or whatever, more than another coach. It's just another guy to kind of show you what it takes to be a real pro and not whine about everything.
Right. I loved his mindset that he's transitioned so much in his career now, where he understands he's not going to play a lot of minutes. It's very much understood. It's the role of Mark Stahl from last year. Mark Stahl no longer on this team. And it was cool that he really just understood where he's at in his career, because I feel like that's a little rare, and it's hard for a competitor to just turn it off when you're so used to playing a certain way. But Eric Johnson turning 37, I think he understands where he's at right now.
Yeah, you know where you are. That's what you want. You want players that aren't, they're not being sold a bill of goods either. It's not like, here's another kick at the can to win a Stanley Cup. I mean, it's going to be a tough kick just to get into the playoffs. But you're not there necessarily for that purpose. If you get in the, fine, once you get there. But that's not that there's, you know, two ways to do this with veterans. It's the guy that's on the one final chance to get the name on the cup or whatever. And then there's the guys that just want to be part of a team. Maybe try to kind of learn some things about post-hockey in terms of coaching, being on a team's management staff, being involved with an organization in some way, maybe even media, just that you're there to kind of, it's kind of a transitional year to get you at the end of your career to kind of get a boost on your second career, whatever it's going to be.
Right. And something we did not get a chance to talk about yet on this podcast, and that came about over this week, is Cam Atkinson going to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I was excited that Cam is getting a chance to play somewhere else, because it just sadly was not working out here. A great person, a great family. So we're excited for them, but going to be weird that he's not a Flyer anymore.
Yeah, it is going to be weird. And that's a real tough transition for me, because you're going from being an elite player in terms of contract. I think a lot of times fans don't take that into consideration. It's not the actual money, but it comes with an ego on what you're making, actually. Mm-hmm. And to kind of like, okay, now I'm going to be a support player or whatever. He may end up being more than that. But what I really found was intriguing was how the fans sort of reacted to it. It wasn't here that long. It was longer than a cup of coffee, but it wasn't necessarily a Frappuccino in that long. So, I mean, he was here for a while, for a short period of time, but the fans, and he didn't play well at the end, but the fans still gave him, like, if you could, if it was, it would be like a standing O, because they just recognized the character. Because after what he went through, you know, other players would have been complaining about it. And, you know, he got treated kind of rough by Torts at the end there. When, you know, you bench for this, you bench for that. It's like, how am I going to get my game going? And but he played for him before. But he never let anything kind of get in the way and get kind of rock the locker room. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what you're looking for. And ironically, we just talked about, you know, Eric doing the same thing. But that's when you know that it's management and coaches on a firm position, like, these are the kinds of people that we're going to bring in. And I think with Atkinson, there was no question. I don't think he was going to go through another year like that. I think he's looking for another start for a team that I think's got a, you know, may have one more run left in him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.